Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and I am joined right now in the studio by Brett Beaudry and Pete Windsor. They are both firefighters and paramedics with the Marquette City Fire Department. Good morning, guys.
Well, you've
got something coming up here. We want to make sure that people know you're going to be out on the streets, literally, here over the next 2 days. Brett, what's going to be going on?
So we're doing Fill the Boot. That's part of the MDA program that they're based out of Green Bay, but that we work with, but they're nationwide. Mm-hmm. And what we'll be doing is just going out there and collecting money for Fill the Boot, which they raise money to fight diseases and bring kids to summer camp and all those good things.
This has been going on for some time. I know that you guys have been doing this, and you're at key intersections later today and then also tomorrow. Where are you guys going to be and when?
Well, today we'll be on Cleveland McCullen from 2 to 6, and 3rd and Hewitt today as well from 2 to 6.
And then tomorrow, what's going on with
tomorrow, it? Tomorrow we're going to be on Pine and Fair, 3rd and Hewitt, and Front and Washington from noon to 4.
It is all a fundraiser to benefit MDA, the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Pete Windsor also with us in the studio. You know, you mentioned actually, we were talking before we went on the air, that Marquette actually does pretty well on this for the state, doesn't it?
Yeah, so the numbers that came out this past year put us in the top 5, which was very well. It's great support from the community when they came out, and can't thank them enough.
It's pretty easy to do. I mean, you guys are there at the intersection. You've got the boots, and then what do people need to do?
Anything that goes towards it, a little change goes a long way when it's compiled in big sums, I guess.
I like the idea that you're there at the intersections, people are driving around, and they stop, and they stop for a light or whatever, and you're right there with the boot. And Brett, everybody's got some change or something in the car.
Oh, yeah. There's not too many people that go by and don't throw us something, whether it's a dollar bill or the pennies they have built up in their car. Those boots get pretty heavy after a while.
Yeah, actually. I'm pretty sure that people, maybe they might have even some extra change in their vehicle or extra things ready for it. Yeah, you'll take it all. I'm joined in the studio this morning by firefighters and paramedics Brett Beaudry and Pete Windsor with the Marquette City Fire Department. We're talking about Fill the Boot. It's a benefit, a fundraiser effort for the MDA, Muscular Dystrophy Association. Brett, you guys are going to be out and about today and tomorrow in Marquette. Where will you be later today?
Yep, today we're going to be on Cleveland and McCullen and 3rd and Hewitt from 2 to 6. Mm-hmm. So if you see some firemen out there, feel free to fill the boot. Yeah. So it's all goes for a great cause.
And then tomorrow?
Yep, tomorrow will be Pine and Fair, 3rd and Hewitt, and Front and Washington from noon to 4.
Front and Washington, always a big one in particular for that.
Yeah, it's a busy one.
Pete, it works pretty simple. You guys are out there. You've got the boots. You literally have the boots, and people are in traffic, and you're going to be at the intersections. And what do they got to do?
It's really easy. We just walk around. If there's any change that you're willing to donate, it goes a long ways. They do a lot of things for these kids with muscular dystrophy and help donate to help try and combat.
It's a nationwide push, so I know they're doing this around. The fire departments do that around the area. I'm sure it just was one of these things that came out of, I don't know, some idea somewhere to do it, and it's been pretty successful. In fact, you guys have been doing well in the state, which is cool. I have a question for you. I know you're out there on the intersections and doing that, Brett, but if someone isn't in town or they're not going to be driving or whatever, can they, I don't know, come put something in at the firehouse or something to help out with this?
Yep, they can do that. We can handle it. Otherwise, the MDA.org has a website, and it's no different than anything else. You can just donate right through them.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so we're based out of Green Bay. If you want your money to try and stay locally,
sure,
that's who you could go to.
Well, let's give them all the details. Where are you going to be, when and where?
Today, we'll be on Cleveland McCullen and 3rd and Hewitt.
3rd and Hewitt.
From 2 to 6, and then tomorrow, Front Wash, 3rd and Hewitt, Pine and Fair, noon to 4.
Noon to 4. They're not going to miss you guys at the intersections,
no,
I'm sure.
No, we'll be out there.
And we'll time out those lights, too, so they're a little longer, right? So, but hey, sure. If you got the change in the car, fill the boot, and it's going on tomorrow, today and tomorrow, in Marquette. Brett Beaudry, Pete Windsor, they're firefighters and paramedics with the Marquette City Fire Department. Good luck with it, guys. Let me know how it goes, too, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, thanks for coming in this morning.